today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this episode, we're going to speak about the view of Imam Ali alayhi salam towards worshipping Allah.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you until I took the first step. That's when you open the doors for me. Now, Allah, I realize what I was missing by being far from you.
So be with us, but first, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 8th of Rajab, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 30th of Day, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of January, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we'll listen to chapter At-Tawbah, verse 119. Of course, then we come back and speak about the important point of this verse.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqin.
O you who have believed, fear Allah and be with those who are true.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This verse addresses the believers and commands them to be in awe of Allah and to be pious. They should be always with the truthful ones too. Some Islamic narrations denote that the objective meaning of the truthful ones is Muhammad and his Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all, and the Immaculate Imams, alayhum as-salam. It is certain that they were the top of the truthful ones and the Islamic community as a duty out to follow them.
أسعد حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي.
As I told you, the topic of this episode is the view of Imam Ali towards worshipping Allah. Imam Ali alayhi salam was one of the best worshippers of his time. His worship was excellent, both in quantity, the amount of worship, and in quality, that means sincerity, full attendance, presence of heart, and observation of Allah. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him, stated, "Some people worship the Almighty Allah in hope of reward. This is the worship of merchants. Some worship Allah for fear of punishment. This is the worship of servants. Still some others worship the exalted Allah for thanking him, and this is the worship of the talent." Bihar al-Anwar, volume 41, page 14. Imam Ali alayhi salam has also stated, "O Allah, I do not worship you for fear of punishment or in hope of reward. Rather, I know you worthy of worshiping, so I worship you."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Types of worship in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Over the centuries, Nahjul Balagha, the peak of eloquence, has not only retained its freshness and appeal, but has further enhanced it. This is no less than a miracle attributed to its distinctive feature in form and content. Such a distinction is found only in Al-Quran, as Imam Ali alayhi salam says and describes. Its appearance is elegant and its depth profound. Its wonders do not cease and its peculiarities never become outdated. The Quran is a book with an attractive exterior and a profound interior, its marvels never ending and its mysteries never diminishing. Similarly, it is said its wonders are innumerable and its oddities never fade or vanish. The words of Imam Ali alayhi salam were scattered in historical and hadith books from the 1st to the 3rd century. Sayyid al-Radi, in the late 3rd century, undertook the compilation of Nahjul Balagha, and now over 1,000 years have passed since the publication of this noble book. Although others before him had made efforts to collect Imam Ali's sayings, that Sayyid al-Radi work stood out and became lasting due to its distinctive features. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Surely a group worshipped Allah desiring heaven, and that is the worship of traders. Another group worshipped him out of fear, and that is the worship of slaves. Yet another group worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in gratitude, and that is the worship of the free."
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
This is the continuation of today's special, the only one born inside the Kaaba. Was Hazrat Ali. Imam Ali, from birth to martyrdom, represents an exceptional personality. His birth took place in Kaaba, which has never happened for anyone else before or after him. His martyrdom took place in the mihrab, praying place of the mosque. Between these two points, the whole life of Imam Ali alayhi salam is filled with jihad, patience for the cause of Allah, and moving towards divine satisfaction. From the Holy Prophet's perspective, the commander of the faithful is the criterion for truth and justice. Shia and Sunni Muslims have quoted the Holy Prophet as saying, "Ali is with truth, and truth is with Ali. Truth revolves around him wherever he is." This was how the lifestyle of the commander of the faithful was.
Allahu Allahu Allahu.
The profound advice given by Imam Ali to his son is importance of God consciousness. My first and foremost advice to you, my son, is to be God conscious. Be his obedient servant. Keep the thought of him always fresh in your mind. Be attached to and carefully guard the principles of Islam, submission to Allah, that connect you with Allah. Can any other connection be stronger, more durable, and more lasting than this, so that you may command greater respect and consideration from Allah accept good exhortations or advice and refresh your mind with them. Adopt Allah conscious and overcome your excessive desires with its help. Build your character with the help of true faith in religion and Allah. The Creator is also the Annihilator. The one who annihilates has the power to bring everything back again into existence. The one who sends calamities also has the power to protect you from the calamities.
The act of worship has existed from the time of since the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created human beings. Whenever there were humans, wherever there were humans, there were acts of worship. There were places of worship. In early civilizations, perhaps some lacked hospitals and healthcare centers, but they had places of worship. Acts of worship varied from the early times, from singing to dancing to recitals to meditating and to praying. Subjects of worship also varied from the early days. Some worshiped the sun, some worshiped the moon, some worshiped other humans, some worshiped fire, and others worshiped Allah Azza wa Jal. The need for worship is part of human nature, as some scholars point out. And proof of this need, the need to worship in every human being, is the respect and the honoring of great figures, heroes, scholars, political leaders. Some honor flags, countries. This honoring and respecting, some say this is a sign that humans are in need of worship. And they, if they are not told who to worship, they themselves find a subject to be worshipped. The Quran tells us that it is not only human beings that worship. Everything on the face of this planet and on the face of this universe worships, including animals, including the birds in the sky and the fish and the whales in the sea, including trees and plants, even these walls, they all worship. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِحَهُمْ. Everything in this universe worships Allah, but you and I, we don't understand their worship. When animals worship, and when plants worship, and when trees worship. وَلِلَّهِ يَسْجُدُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Everything in the sky and the earth prostrates to Allah.
Brothers and sisters, that was all for this episode of today's special. Inshallah, we continue to learn more about the Holy Quran and the view of Imam Ali towards worshipping Allah. Till another episode, have a nice time.
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
حيدر.